Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast hosted by Mike and Gary, episode number 324, recorded from the De Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin down in Southwest Florida, Mike. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing good, Billy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Memorial Day weekend, rainy day, rainy start to it up here.
Perfect.
It was like 79 yesterday, and now today it was like 55 and rainy.
Nice. That's a nice day, isn't it?
Yeah. Unofficial start of summer, Bill.
That's right.
Now, go ahead. You could just rip into me, because when were we supposed to record this episode?
Last night.
Well, we were supposed to record Wednesday, and we both agreed to push it back to Friday.
Because
we were waiting on some news to come out.
Correct.
Which actually never came out, did it?
No.
But that's okay. And then last night, you get a message at, what, 11:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Well,
you get a message that just says, are you ready?
What time did you send that? I didn't even see the time stamp.
It was like on normal time. Like usually like record at 8:30. So it was like 8:20. It was like 8:35 because I'm like, all right, usually if he's going to run a little bit past because he's having a hard time with the girls, he'll just message me and say, hey, how about 8:45 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I don't hear from you. And then, you know, it's 9:30. I'm like, okay, we're not recording tonight. I'm like, I wonder if there was like a family emergency. Like, do I text like one of his sisters and ask if everything's okay? Yeah. And
no, that's the most likely scenario is what happened last night, is that I fall asleep in one of their beds trying to get them to sleep.
And that's you were just out.
Out like a lot. Yeah, very comfortable. I passed out. So
how much money did you spend on their mattresses?
It was a nice mattress I got for Yergina Jr. Yeah,
apparently.
Not a bad one. Not a bad mattress. It's a full size too, so I fit in there nicely with her.
Beautiful.
Just, you know, I'm reading her a story and then she asked me to rub her back, so I start rubbing her back, and then that's just lights out for me.
That was it?
Yeah, I just fall asleep, and then I'm there drooling and snoring.
And she's sound asleep, huh?
She doesn't care. She likes it. And then I wake up. I still have my hat on, by the way. I had, like, my hat and my belt. And I wake up, and I look at my watch, and I'm like, oh, 11:25, so I get up.
Is it one of those where you don't know where you are and you're panicking?
No, I
like, do I have to work?
I
am I late for work? Oh,
no,
I've had those.
That's usually a nap that does that. The panic ones are usually naps, but I guess that was technically a nap. So I got up and I was like, oh, I better message Mike and let him know we're not recording tonight. That you had a classic retort. You said, so 11:45?
That was good, wasn't
that's
it?
That's a good one, yeah. But then I was screwed up. I didn't fall back asleep till like 1:30. I had to be up at like 6 to get ready for work. So,
oh, that's awful.
Mm. Anyway, we're here tonight, and I appreciate your flexibility on the issue. What's new? What's new down near you?
Not much.
Any golf?
No, I'll be starting. I get to start a week earlier now.
Oh, did everything
go through?
My summer
membership. Yep, everything's all set.
Beautiful. Now, how far is this joint from your house?
Like half hour, 35 minutes.
So about the
minutes.
Same as the other one?
It's maybe about 5 or 10 minutes longer than University.
Oh,
nowhere
really?
Near what Lakewood National is.
Oh, Lakewood National is a hike?
No, Lakewood National is like 13 minutes.
Oh, so that's beautiful if you can get
that.
Yeah,
it is.
Going.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be.
They don't do a summer, though, there?
They don't do a summer. They don't need to. They're still open to the public, and people are dying to play that place. Mm.
That's interesting. Now, you could walk. That's the main reason you picked this
one. This one?
Yeah. And you like the course, too, obviously.
You can walk. It's Old Donald Ross. And university's packed, man. It's Kurt's having a trouble time getting tea times.
Because they're doing one cart per person now, right?
One cart per person, plus it's open to the public. You can call it whatever you want. You can semi-private this and that. It's a public golf course.
Right. So they have members, but they don't necessarily get priority.
Yeah, I mean, the members, I think, are 7 days in advance and everybody else is...
But as a summer member, I bet you don't get the big advance.
No, we don't get a huge priority. No, absolutely not.
But the place you joined is full private?
It's full private, yeah.
Oh, but they're still doing a good summer deal.
Yeah, they do a summer deal. And from what I understand, there's not many people there, so I could go like on a Sunday afternoon if I want. Like you said, go later in the day, 4:30. If you're not going to get a chance of thunderstorms and just run around the place.
Yeah, just walk in 2.5 hours, 3 hours and get it in.
Now, you know what they have there?
What's that?
It's like those, you know those things, those two-wheel things that you stand on and you move?
No.
I did one at Disneyland.
The Segways?
Yeah, they have Segways.
No. For golf?
Yes.
So you take the push cart Segway, the one that drives itself?
Yeah, but you stand on it.
No, you can't do that.
I'm not going to do that, but I'm saying they do have that.
That's going to be more expensive than a cart.
I'm sure it is.
That's ridiculous.
I'll probably try it once, though, because it looks like fun.
Imagine if you, like, total the thing. Just take a turn and just go over on it.
Have you ever ridden on one?
No, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they were hard. I was at Disneyland. They're hard, and they're almost like the way, like, if you want to turn left, you almost have to change your brain to go right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's one of those, like, you kind of almost steer the opposite way. It was pretty tough. I had a tough time. Me and Kristen had a tough time. Once we got it going, it was fine, but at first it was like, whoa.
It was messing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Are you excited for the big match tomorrow?
I am.
I can't wait to watch that.
I can't wait. Last week was so good, wasn't it?
It was great. I loved it. This is going to be better.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I didn't realize initially that... that Phil and Brady were a team. I knew it was 2-on-2. I just didn't know which team was which.
Okay.
And I was really happy to hear that Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady were on a team because those might be the two athletes I hate more than anybody.
That's funny, and I'll be pulling for that team big time.
Now, all of a sudden, you're a Tom Brady guy now that he's a hometown for you?
No, I'm not a Tom Brady. I'm not a hometown. I'm not a Tampa Bay fan.
I know. I'm just kidding. But you're not a huge Tiger guy.
I've come around. I like him a hell of a lot better than I did 5 years ago.
I've always liked Tiger.
I like Phil.
I never liked Phil. I always root against him. So him and Brady, the perfect evil duo for me.
What don't you like about him, though?
I don't know. I think it's the way people treat him. Like he's this like magnanimous. I think he's a phony. That's really what I think.
Oh, so you think he's actually a jerk?
Yes, and I've
you
heard
think he's a Bubba
like
Watson.
I've heard that.
Oh, from your people. Okay,
from people. Yes, my sources. Yep.
But your guy Tiger, who canceled the Northeast Amateur and didn't even have the balls to do it himself, and he made his daddy call. He's a stand-up guy, isn't he?
Well, no, but he doesn't pretend to be. That's the difference. Tiger's not a phony. What you see is what you get with Tiger.
He's a jerk.
That's fine. I don't care. Sometimes you like a jerk. I just don't like phonies. That's the biggest thing, and that's why I think Brady's a phony too.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
You see he's selling like a coronavirus cure now out of his thing.
Oh, the TB12?
Yeah. They don't miss a trick, do they?
God, no.
Snake oil salesman.
Did you listen to his interview on Stern?
No, I didn't. I heard little snippets of it.
It was good. It was really good, actually.
Well, we wanted to try to keep this one somewhat short, right? So let's get right into the unofficial beer sponsor of the week for
let's do it, Billy. Let's do it, Pons.
This is the Revival Brewing Company out of... I think they're Pawtucket. Where's your... That's not you don't like you Pawtucket, it. Do you?
Just that word upsets me.
It's Cranston. I'm sorry. Cranston, Rhode Island. And it's a Rocky Point Red Ale. It's got a lobster. It's got the Ferris wheel on it. Rocky Point Red. This one is a 4.7 alcohol by volume, 16-ounce bomber can. One sip. Everybody knows the rules. Rocky Point Red from Revival Brewing. This is good. Nice malty red. Reminds me of like a Killian's Irish Red. Good. It's just a good solid beer. I'm going to give it a 8.1. I'm going to go 8.1. Yeah.
8.1.
I like reds. Reds are one of my favorites, especially in the summer. And this is a good red. Plus, I like the can. It's got the lobster on it, Rocky Point Red. So 8.1. 8.1 for the Rocky Point Red from Revival Brewing out of Cranston, Rhode Island, my new hometown. Anything else you want to add here, or should we take a break?
We take a break.
Right back for break. This is episode number 324 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. And this week, we had big plans, didn't we? We were going to talk about Walt Disney World's reopening plans. They basically got told to submit their plans, or that they could submit their plans. People were saying, you know, internet people, whatever that means, were saying that they were going to submit their plan, what, Wednesday night or sometime Wednesday or Thursday?
I think they were going to meet, yeah, Thursday it was, yep.
And so we decided to push back recording, which is not a big deal. We usually record last minute anyway.
Well, now that you're back.
Yeah. You. But we were going to talk about the plans to reopen. I mean, there was a few things going on news-wise we definitely want to touch on. That's what we're going to talk about with some reopening going on here. We have the Disney Springs reopening, which started this week on the 20th. We have Universal submitted their plan, and then the NBA rumors as well going on. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into those things since we don't have any plan for Walt Disney World. Although right before we started recording, I saw a post of a rumor that apparently the reason Walt Disney World did not release their reopening plan this week.
Yeah, it's going to be next week now.
Right, but this is a conspiracy, so that's why I'm saying it, and I have no idea if this is true. Most likely is not true, but I heard, and I just read it, and I don't know how true it is. I will leave that as a caveat, that Walt Disney World was planning on announcing August 1st for reopening, and then Universal came out with June 1st, and they just totally didn't know what to do with that information, so they like went back to the drawing board, and they're going to come up with a new plan.
Oh, really?
In the meantime. That's what this rumor says. I don't know. Again, no basis for it. Internet rumor alert. But that's an interesting thought, and it kind of makes a little bit of sense because you'd think they would have come out with whatever their plan was when they were expected to or asked to by the governor. And
yeah, right.
You know, when Vice President Pence was there and all that, they were going over all that kind of stuff. So it was a little surprising that we didn't hear much at all from them. But then you hear this rumor and you say, yeah, there might be a little bit of credence to it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
They don't know what's going on, huh?
That's what I'm hearing. Not that they don't know what's going on. They were not expecting Universal to want to open up so soon. And now they don't want to be closed for 2 months while Universal is open. I don't know. What are your thoughts? You don't think, do you have any, you think that rumor has any life to it? Any legitimacy?
Yeah.
It could. I mean, who knows?
I think they're hesitant and they're scared.
Well, their thing is that they're like the canary in the coal mine. It doesn't matter what Legoland or SeaWorld or Universal does. It matters what Disney World and Disneyland do.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone goes and they could trace back an outbreak to a resort or a park or a restaurant at Disney World, then who knows? It could be shut down again for 6 months.
No.
I think that's what they're afraid of, though. If you see a spike or people, you know, because people are going to start traveling there again.
Yeah.
As they I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm just saying I think that's what they're afraid of is
then
obviously
they
the
just
optics.
Permanently keep it closed, then, if that's what they're scared of.
Oh, I just think that's what they're scared of. I mean, you don't have to argue with me about it.
I think that they should just keep it permanently closed, then.
I don't know. I'm just saying that that's my feeling on why they didn't announce anything. Because guess
what? Somebody's going to get it. And somebody's going to get it at one of their restaurants and one of their resorts and one of their parks.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Well, certainly. Well, you know anything that Disney's afraid of bad PR. So, I don't know. That's just my thought on that. But we don't have...
And I don't even know if that's bad PR. I mean...
No, I don't know that it is, but it would make the news cycle for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make the news if someone could trace it back to Publix. It's going to make the news if someone traces it back to Peter Pan's flight. Which is... sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's just going to happen.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So you either do it or you, like I said, or just keep it closed until, I don't know.
Until whatever they decide. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. At this point, you either, you know, you...
I mean, hell, Disney Springs open. Disney Springs open.
Right. Yeah, so why go half in? People are going to go for that, so you might as well just do it the whole way. I kind of agree with you on that. Let people make up their own decisions.
I think that's just me. If you're scared, just don't leave the house. Don't go to Disney World. Don't.
Right. I'm not going to travel and have a vacation, you know, in 3 weeks at Disney World just because they open up. If I was local, maybe. You know, if I'm in your shoes and I could drive, but I don't want to go to the airport and stay in a hotel to go, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can go up for the day and you probably feel a lot better about doing that than I would about traveling down there and being there for a week. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Would you book a trip the first week or first few weeks they're open if you were still in Minnesota, fly down and stay?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So
just because I don't want to wear masks on my trip.
Well, that's another thing that I would not enjoy it, that aspect of it.
I'm not going to spend $6,000 on a trip that I'm just not going to get $6,000 worth.
Right.
Out of, like you said, I'll go out for the day. I'll go eat dinner. I risk it every day when I go out, when I go to the market or I get gas or I do something. So, but I'm not going to spend $6,000 on a trip.
Yeah, that's another point of it too, the investment, I guess. So for you as an annual pass holder, it's just a time investment at this point.
Right.
But even that, like, you're going to have to make a reservation ahead of time, potentially, and decide when you're going to go and make sure you get... Because if they're only going to operate at 30% capacity or something like that, there's a lot of things, but we don't know their plan. That's one of the main problems, because we really did want to talk about that this week. So once they announce it, we will discuss it and break it down and give our...
We'll table it until next week when they apparently are going to...
Yeah, we'll see if they do, which it sounds like they will. So how about Disney Springs? How close did you pay attention to this reopening at Disney Springs?
A little bit. It's just so lame. There's not much open anyway, so... Yeah, how close did I pay attention? A little bit,
yeah,
but
did you follow
nothing's
along
open.
At all?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the third-party restaurants are open.
Right, none of the Disney stuff is open. So a couple of the third-party stores and restaurants, but the Disney stuff is all opening, what, this coming week, the 27th?
I believe so.
So that'll be more indicative, but I mean, everyone, one thing that I noticed that surprised me a little bit is that Disney did not make an exception for medical reasons. It's you had to wear a mask or you could not go in. They weren't like doing the whole medical thing, like, oh, I have a medical reason not to wear a mask. So they if that's the case, you just can't go. Which mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's private property.
Yeah, they can,
I'm fine
they can
with
decide
that.
Whatever they want.
Sure can.
And I guess they enforced it pretty close, the mask. Even like people would pull them down a little bit, they'd kind of remind you to pull them back up from what I was reading. Doing the temperature checks, which that seems like, that's like the TSA thing, isn't it? The temperature checks?
What do you mean the TSA things?
Like, you know how like after 9/11 they started doing all like the body scans and all that, and they said, like, it doesn't really reduce the amount of like potential things that you could bring on because so many things slip through the cracks. I don't think temperature scans are really going to stop people that may have, you know,
that are asymptomatic.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So No. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I think it's just like for looks.
Yeah. It makes you feel, of course. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, the TSA.
I just didn't understand the 9/11.
Yeah. I should have explained myself better. But that's the way I feel about that, the temperature checks. But all the distancing stuff, I get it. I don't know. How close would you have to be to go to Disney Springs in its current state right now before all the Disney stuff was open?
I don't know, if a restaurant opened up that I'm dying to go to, I might go up.
Like Wine Bar George was open and STK was open and things like that. Would you go? You wouldn't drive up just to go to that necessarily?
Probably not. No, I'm not dying to go to STK.
But if you live 25 minutes away, you might have gone in the first few days just mm-hmm. to check it out and walk around.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, what's the drive, the limit that you would drive to go?
I don't go to Disney Springs to begin with, so.
I'm thinking a half hour is probably around the max. As far as, like, the social distancing, do you find that it's difficult to do that when you go to a place like Publix? Do you have
yes.
to, like, consciously
yes.
kind of remind yourself?
No, but people are done with this thing, Bill.
Yeah, it seems
they're
like
done
it.
With it.
I don't know what it's like down. I think it's more people are taking it and still following pretty good up here because it's bigger in the Northeast. Like, it's more of a problem, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York. You know, in New England, the Northeast, it seems to be a lot more. I don't know if it's more widespread and more deaths anyway are coming out
right.
from it. So I think people are taking it to heart and they're trying mm-hmm. and doing their best. But like I was at Shaw's the other day and it's just like people just revert back one
yeah.
little thing. Like they had corn on the cob on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when the corn on the cob is out, what do you get? You get 9 people crowding around the little thing picking
I'll
through
check.
Everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was going to get some and I'm sitting there waiting and I'm like, people just kept piling in. There was like 6 people around this yep. little 2-foot area. I'm like, well, I guess social distance is out the window when you get a 17 cent ear of corn. So I don't know. It was just bizarre to me.
I was at Wawa and you know, they have the 6 feet, you mm-hmm. know, where to stand in your checkout line mm-hmm. and this and that. So I'm even more than that. Cause if there's 3 people in line, I can stand 9 feet away from you. It's not going to...
Right.
Doesn't move the line along any faster if you're pushing on somebody.
No.
So I'm next, so I put my stuff up, right? And the girl behind me, like, bumped me, and she puts, like, her Mountain Dew down, and, like, her, and I'm, like, it was, like, literally, like, right next to whatever I was buying. And, like, I turned around, like, I'm, like, you can't say anything, because it's just... What do you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ignorant, and I don't care. I mean, there's nothing to say. You can't remind somebody.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know. Okay. Excuse me. I don't know if you've heard, but there's a pandemic going around. Do you mind giving me 6 foot? Like, yeah, that kind of person is probably not really going to take care to back away. It's not like they forgot.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh, then you have, you know, the old farts at Publix, right? And they got their little masks on. They're being good little citizens. But then they walk down the wrong way aisle.
Oh, yeah. The aisle.
Do you guys have your
yeah.
aisles where you go?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, and they're coming right at me. Oh, but you got the mask on, so you're a good boy. Just like your 9/11 thing.
Right.
I want people to think I'm doing the right thing.
I was laughing the other day. Again, it was at the market, and there's a lady with her mask. She takes her mask off. She starts, like, tasting the grapes, like, going through the grapes and eating them. I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. So now you're just like, yeah. Like, you know how people would do that? They, like, grab the grapes and taste them, make sure they're okay? They pull, like, one out of the bag and pop it in the mouth?
Vaguely, I would never do that.
I would never do it either. I don't know why people think that's okay in general, but I'm like, why are you, like, I don't know. And it's always the people that, the ones that are not following it, you look at them, you're like, you're the ones that we're trying to, like, protect most. Like, you don't see many, like, 30-year-olds not doing it. It's all the 70-year-olds that don't have the mask on and that are, like, not paying attention to it.
That's what I said. It's done because I'd say 30% of people wear masks out now.
Oh, that's it?
Oh, God, yeah. If that.
Oh, in Rhode Island, you can't go in a store without a mask in Rhode
Island.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I know. It's...
Everyone wears them.
I know.
Strange to not see someone wearing one in a mask in Rhode Island.
No, yeah, it's different.
But I mean, I wouldn't wear it. I don't wear it outside, but when I go in a store, I wear it. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back to the Disney stuff. But Disney Springs with the masks and everything, I don't know. How bad is it wearing one in the heat, like when... Like, walking around outside Disney Springs, how bad's that going to be?
I don't know. I got these nice cloth ones at Ace.
Yeah, I mean, I have like the cloth, the gator, like the neck gaiters. Those are the ones that I wear.
Okay.
And they seem pretty good. But it hasn't gotten hot yet either, so I don't know.
I mean, heat doesn't really bother me, so it
that's
might,
true.
Somebody else it might really bother.
That's a good point.
I think these are more the people who don't want to wear one anyways. So
yeah, that's their excuse, basically.
I mean, because you're not, I mean, in the Florida heat, you're not outside for 45 minutes at a time. You're going into stores and in restaurants where everything's AC'd.
Right, that's true. All right, well,
sounds like you got a notification
there, Pat.
Yeah, I got a
little notification. Do you have anything else you want to say about Disney Springs? Are you,
no.
Are you keeping a close eye on it? I'm kind of interested to see how the Disney-owned stuff operate, if it's any different. Doesn't seem like it will be. It's kind of just all going off the same standards, but, like, the World of Disney store opening up and the Disney restaurants, how they're going to, if it's going to be any different from the other ones that are there, but I doubt they would be. So we'll switch over to a topic we very rarely talk about, Universal.
Uh-huh.
And they put their plans in. It looks like they got approved to reopen on June 5th, which is, what, a week, 2 weeks from today?
Friday. Yeah, I think it's Friday.
Were you surprised at how soon for them?
No.
No, you think it's just a different, it's a different world down there.
It's completely different down here. Why, are you guys like all like crazy about it? Like, I can't believe they opened up.
Yeah, I mean, no one's doing anything. It doesn't even seem like people are like aching to do stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think they are, but it's not like, I think people are just following along. Because of how many people are, you know, coming down with it and everything. I don't know. The numbers have been high up here, like I said. A lot higher than in Florida.
A lot higher.
I mean, it seems like
kind of
the South has been very, I think because of the heat, like we talked about, maybe just and the population density, everything like that.
Could be releasing people with COVID into nursing homes and affecting other people like they did up there.
Well, that
and
doesn't
not down
help.
Here.
That doesn't help, certainly. So. I mean, that definitely didn't help.
I think that hurt.
Yeah, that wasn't a good thing. But Universal opening back up, they're going to have like a day for just cast members. And then they're going to do a day for just annual pass. And then by the third day, they're just going to open it up for anybody, sounds like. At a lower capacity with all the distancing. And I know they're going to have a lot less people in the parks because of how they're going to... They're going to mandate it, but people also aren't going to go in droves, at least over a course of like we said, people aren't going to be necessarily traveling to go right away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the times are going to be, do you think the wait times are going to be down? But no. They're going to be putting 3 people on a thing instead of 30, you know, on a ride vehicle, and then they're going to have to sanitize after every time. I think it's going to be pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Everything about, like, you say, like, there's only X amount of people in the park, so it's going to seem empty, but then to get 4 people to go on a ride in front of you is going to take 45 minutes. I don't know how they're going to manage that. I think it's going to be really,
how
really
bad
miserable.
How bad is their ride capacities?
Well, that's what I don't know, but even still, like, are they going to space people? Do they have to be 6 feet apart? So what does that entail? Like, think about, like, rides that we know at Disney World, Living with the Land. Just think about that. How many people can you get on a boat to keep people 6 feet apart? 2 rows out of the 5 get filled? The front and the back row, you leave the whole middle empty? You skip every other? That's not 6 feet, you know what I mean?
True.
You know, and then after, instead of loading, they have to spray the whole thing down and wipe the whole thing down for 2 minutes. After each ride, it's going to be...
Is that what they're doing?
I think that's part of what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to, like, sanitize everything after every turn. I think it's going to be pretty miserable. Like you said about the mess thing, just all of it, I would just be constantly reminded of it. It almost seem worse when you're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I hang out in my backyard and sit on the porch, it's like I don't really think about the coronavirus and what's going on. I just kind of hang out. But if I was at Disney World, where I usually am in that mindset where I don't think about anything, you'd be constantly reminded of everyone wearing masks. The rides only have a third of the amount of people on it. The sanitizing, like 6 feet apart, all that stuff is just going to keep like bashing you over the head with it, reminding you over and over again. Just sounds like a miserable experience. Like, I'm not dying to go on Splash Mountain that much where I want to go through that whole process to get there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know about you. Are you still going to go on 4th of July if it's open and ready?
We'll see.
Yeah. You have, I don't know if you had that full discussion, because I think that's going to be there very early on. I think that's going to be, it sounds like, when they're going to just start getting going back. I wonder if they're going to like aim for mid-June, early July.
Yeah, because I've heard reservations for June have already been getting canceled.
I heard that as well. Yeah.
So
would be interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. If I have to wear masks all over the place, no, I'm probably not going to go.
Well, you definitely will. That's not
in a hotel. Yeah. See, if I'm in my hotel, I'm not going to.
Well, I mean, not in your room, but when you like walk around in the lobby, they're going to want you to wear a mask the whole time, I think.
Okay. If that's the case, then the answer is no. I'll probably cancel.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it would be very enjoyable, would it? Like, no. How do you do the pools? Will the pools even be open?
I don't know.
Like, I don't. They haven't really talked about any of that stuff.
I don't know, man. I think you got to rip the Band-Aid off.
I guess.
This thing's not going anywhere.
Right.
So, I mean, it's either we close it down and we sit in our house for the next 9 months until there's a vaccine or whatever the hell it is, or you rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know the answer, obviously. But that's not how it's going to happen. Because if that was going to happen, it would have happened already.
Right.
All right, you want to get to the last little news story here about the NBA?
Yeah, let's get to the NBA.
I think this is kind of interesting that they're thinking about restarting their suspended season in late July.
Uh-huh.
And they would play like 2 weeks of games and then do a shortened playoff. So it sounds like they would house everybody in the hotels, like whether they block off a couple of the hotels completely.
They're going to stay at Coronado Springs.
Yeah, there are enough rooms?
I don't know, but I've been looking at prices, and the prices are ridiculous, so they've already blocked off Coronado Springs for that.
Oh, okay. Because I heard anywhere from the Art of Animation and Pop, because they have the most rooms close together where they could fit like the whole league.
Okay.
There to like spreading them out amongst the moderates, like you're saying, potentially. And then they're just going to play all their games at the Wide World of Sports, and it'll just be TV cameras, which would be interesting. It would definitely be, I don't know, a way to just do it, I guess. You just play the games and have the testing in place. But again, it just seems like, what's the point of playing just to play? Like, in that kind of situation where you have to go through all that, like, I guess people enjoy watching it on TV. They'll probably get good ratings, especially if there's nothing else going on. But if you win the NBA championship in this season, is it going to feel real?
No. I don't know.
You know? There's a lot of things, but I guess it's better than not doing anything.
Yeah.
I suppose. Instead of just canceling and throwing in the flag. I mean, baseball is going to be stupid this year, too.
Baseball,
no matter what they do.
Baseball cannot get out of their way, out of their own way, can they?
No, that's for sure. That's definitely
they cannot get out of their own way. They are dying a slow death, and now you have guys who say that they don't want to play because they're not going to get their full paycheck. You're playing half a season. They can't get out of their own way. They can't figure this out.
Yeah, I mean,
they could be the only show in town. They could actually boost himself up, maybe get a second life here.
Yeah, get some new superstars, get some new eyeballs on it.
And they can't they just can't figure it out.
And again, that's one where I feel like there's not a lot of contact, like amongst the players, you know?
No.
So
and this thing
team
apparently doesn't spread outside, especially in warm weather.
Right, if they play all the games in Arizona and Florida at all the spring training sites.
No, but they already talked up. No, they want to play at their own stadiums.
which again, I don't understand that if there's going to be no fans there. You know, when there's, if they start bringing back fans, then sure, but even California's already said they're not going to allow, you know, sporting events until something. It's just.
Could do it the same way with the NBA. You do Arizona. You do Arizona and Florida.
All the stadiums are there. All the infrastructure.
All the stadiums are there. And then you can do what they wanted to do, was just have an East, Central, and West, and combine the American League and National League. And then you can have all these teams play in Florida. So even if it's not your home place,
right?
You can still, like, if the Phillies are going to play, well, they play in Clearwater. But if an Eastern team spring trains in Arizona, have them play in Florida.
Or so you don't even care. Just let them stay where they go, and you just do a realignment for 1 year. It's not a huge deal.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They were going to do a realignment. But I'm saying, like, if you're the Red Sox and you typically spring train in Arizona.
Right. And I see.
Then you could have your games in Florida or vice versa. Like, if you're the Red Sox, you spring train in Fort Myers, but you're going to play most of your games against teams who play in Arizona, then just go use one of their facilities.
Yeah, that's true. And then the team, like, say the Dodgers, I know they
could
don't,
use
but
your
say
Fort
the
Myers.
Dodgers were in Florida and the Red Sox were in Arizona, they would just switch facilities.
They would just switch, whatever. Yeah. So then it's only bus rides. So you don't have to fly cross country. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but it seems like Major League Baseball has no damn clue what they're going to do. What's your take on baseball?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense that they can't. Like you said, they just can't get out of their own way.
They can't.
Like the union and the owners are fighting. It's just like, just... this is the chance.
This is your chance. That, and I love baseball, but the union and they can't figure it out. Right. They make the most amount of money. It's unbelievable to me.
It is crazy. Like, they haven't had anything. Like, at least with golf, and I know, again, golf is very different because you're 100% away from people. But, like, they're doing these charity things just to try to get something out there, and there's been nothing. Like, even InterSquad. Like, there's not even, like, InterSquad stuff on TV.
I know. They try it. Golf is just,
They're looking at it like, we're going to be the only show in town.
Uh-huh. Like, and to be quite honest, that's the only thing I'm looking forward to watching.
Oh, and anyway, yeah.
I could care less about hockey. And right now, baseball, take a year off. See how that goes for you.
Yeah, right.
Take the year off. See how that works for you.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the tournaments when they start them up. I don't care that there'll be no fans there. That doesn't really mean anything to me. As long as
last week was probably one of the coolest events I've ever seen.
And this one's going to be probably 10 times better.
Watching guys carry their bags and
talk smack.
Are they
carrying? Are Tiger and Phil carrying their own clubs, or are they going to ride?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they'll ride. I mean, I'm just talking about last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I wish they talked a little more smack, but I don't think those guys all know each other that well. Like, they all just happen to be TaylorMade guys, and TaylorMade sponsored the tournament.
Gotcha.
The event, so I think they kind of got thrown together.
Yep.
But if you got four guys that, like, actually get along and hang out and they started talking smack, that would be something.
Doing some side bets.
Yeah. They didn't do, like, any of that. I guess this one, they're going to encourage more of the bets and stuff on the Tiger and Phil one. So we'll see how that goes. Any other thoughts on any of the stories we talked about this week?
No. It was another depressing episode.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. We're trying to talk about things reopening, and then it just still is kind of depressing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, on that note, we'll take a break, and we'll come back and wrap things up.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're back for break. Episode 324 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. We talked some news, NBA, Universal Orlando, and Disney Springs reopening kind of stuff going on. Glimmers of hope, but still like shrouded in just depression and misery overall. Not a lot of fun, feel-good stories out there, are there?
No.
It really stinks. It really does, but...
Do you ever watch NBC Nightly News?
No, I don't. I can happily say I don't watch any of the nightly news.
Well, they crack me up because they're just hysteria. So, like, they'll have, like, their field reporter.
Mm.
Like... What the one guy tonight was reporting from a vacant football field in Fort Myers, Florida.
They have like a full hazmat suit on.
Wearing his face mask.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, this is perfect. I was literally in tears because like I know like I'm like the death rate's 96,000 or whatever. I said, but the host is going to say as we approach as Americans approach 100,000 to make it even sound worse. So he began the show and he said that. And Kristen's on her Chase Lounge laughing. I'm like, I know these people. Then you have like the person by the Hollywood sign. There's the only thing around him is a mountain lion. They got the face right. mask on. It's so hilarious.
But the other, I agree with you. But if you don't wear the face mask, then people chirp at you on like Twitter or Facebook. Say, why aren't you wearing the face mask? You know, you just because you're on TV, you don't have to wear a face mask. And it's like,
yeah.
Use common sense.
It's perfect.
If you're around people, wear it. If you're not around people, you don't have to. Like, if you're in your own yard, you don't have to wear the face mask. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
Anyway, let's wrap things up.
All right.
I don't have anything else to add here. Do you?
No.
Anything on YouTube coming up?
I'll throw something up.
All right, perfect. Go to YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates.
You know what? I do have a dining review, I think, we did with the Willings. Maybe I'll throw that one up.
Oh, that could be good.
A little Tep and Ito.
Oh, one of your favorites. I'm sure that got high scores. You like that place.
I do like that place. You know the food I won't give high stars to, but it's just the atmosphere.
Well, you said the steak was really good, right?
Steak's really good, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I'm going to give it a high rating, but it's not... You don't necessarily go there for the food, shall we say.
You and Susie probably wouldn't go just the two of you.
Correct.
Yeah. It's kind of like a hoop-de-doo review type thing.
Right.
The food's
like,
good.
I think that
if
would
the
be
food
fun
was
to
crappy there, you would avoid it totally.
Right.
But the food's good enough and the show is fantastic that it's a fun experience.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
You've never been, have you?
I've been to Hibachi Girls, but not Teppanito, no.
Yeah, that's... Maybe on a gentleman's trip?
All right, well, that's going to do it. You can find us online, wdwbtg.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at wdwbtg. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, tune in, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. I think that's it. Oh, the email info at wdwbtg.com, Gary at wdwbtg.com, and Mike at wdwbtg.com. Is that it, buddy?
That's it, Mr. Klinsman.
Well, that's going to do it for episode number 324 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.